Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are continuing in our study of the promises of God for everyday life. Today I want to talk to you about God's promise of peace. To me, this promise is one of the foremost promises for our personal lives. We live in a day when people are being gripped by fears of every kind. Anxieties and worries are plaguing people regarding their safety, regarding the safety of their children, regarding safety when they travel or whether they simply go to work in the morning. And yet, God gives us a promise that we can have perfect and constant peace in our own hearts and minds. And this promise we find beautifully stated in Isaiah 26, verse 3. It says, "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is fixed on you because he trusts in you." God tells us here that he will keep the person in perfect peace. Or in the Amplified Translation, it says, "You will guard him and keep him in perfect and constant peace." I like that. Constant peace. We want to be in a state where our peace of mind and our hearts, it's in a state of constant peace, where we're not easily disturbed, we're not easily shaken up, we're not easily moved to be fearful or anxious or worried. But God has a promise that he himself will keep a person in a perfect and constant peace. But here's the condition with the promise: whose mind is fixed upon God. The person who keeps his thought life, his heart fixed upon God, upon God's word. The Amplified Translation says, "You'll guard him and keep him in perfect and constant peace, whose mind, both its inclination and its character, is stayed on you because he commits himself to you, leans on you, and hopes confidently in you." Or the King James says, "because he trusteth in thee," or "because he trusts in you." So we see two conditions in order to receive this promise of peace, of constant and perfect peace in our own hearts and minds. The conditions of the promise are this. First of all, a mind and heart that is fixed upon God. In Psalm 16, verse 8, it says, "I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved." The writer of that psalm gives us the understanding that he had come to a point in his life where he had set God always before his mind. Regardless of what happened during the day or what activities he had to attend to, he would always have God first and foremost in his mind. When you keep God, his word, his promises, what he has said, what his heartbeat is, because you have his word inside of you, always in front of you. It's the very window through which you look to see all the events of life. When you have done that, you have set the Lord always before you. Then you know that he's there at your right hand and you will not be moved. It doesn't matter what will come, you shall not be moved, as the psalmist wrote. That is one primary condition of being able to receive this promise of perfect peace. Be able to walk through your life, no matter what you face today, at work or at home, on the job or just traveling in the city, you can have perfect peace. And God's promise is for you. He wants you to have it, but you need to keep your mind and heart, that means your thought life, fixed upon God and upon his promises and upon his word. The second part that we see is, in order to receive this promise, this person had to have his trust also completely in the Lord. It says, "You'll keep him in perfect peace whose mind is fixed on you because he trusts in you." So his trust isn't in himself or his own strength to keep it together, to deliver himself from financial problems or anything else. It is solely resting upon God's goodness and his precious love and mercy and favor towards his children. You can receive this promise of having perfect peace. You do not have to live a worried, anxiety-filled life as so many people do today in this world. God wants you to have perfect peace. He wants you to walk through every situation in perfect peace. And it is absolutely something that is attainable. But God says in order to have that, you have to have your mind fixed upon me and trust in me. This trust that God's talking about is an unwavering trust in God's character and his faithfulness. You have to trust or have faith that God's word is totally and absolutely true, that he is faithful who made the promises. And with that unwavering trust or faith in God's word, his character, and his faithfulness, you will be able to walk in perfect peace in your life. In Psalm 125, verse 1, we find these words, "They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abides forever." That is a description of the person who is unmovable. They will not be shaken regardless of circumstances. And the reason they are not shaken, though circumstances do come, is because they trust in the Lord. Their trust is unwavering. It's unshakable. They are confident that God is good and that he loves them and that he will provide and protect and he will deliver them, and that there's nothing that God will not do for them to keep them and preserve them. This is the promise of God for your life. And God calls to you and says, if you will keep your mind fixed on me, and if you will trust me, I will give you that perfect peace. Not only will I give it to you, I'll keep you in perfect peace, the scripture says in Isaiah 26:3. How do you fulfill these conditions of the promise? First thing that I'll say is that you have to be a person that takes the word of God seriously. You don't just know a few random scriptures, but you seriously take God's word, study it, memorize portions of it, write down scriptures on cards. I have cards I write scriptures on. I have many, many. I'll take them out, go over them and over them. Why would I do that? I do that because I want to keep my mind always fixed upon God and upon his word. And you, to do that, you have to take the word of God, Bible verses, and put them in your heart, put them in your mind. It cannot be just once a week on Sunday when you hear a sermon or an occasional radio message on the Christian radio station. You have to be one who is very serious about taking hold of the promise of God's peace for your life. God will guard you and keep you in perfect peace if you will keep your mind fixed on God and his word, and you will trust him unwaveringly. In order to keep that mind and heart fixed on God, you're going to have to learn how to resist thoughts that are opposed to God's word. God tells us not to fear. Satan will come to you and try to get you to fear. Satan will try to get you to be anxious when Jesus said in Matthew 6, be anxious for nothing. Do not be anxious or worried about anything in your life, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 34. And yet Satan will come and say, you better worry about the children. You better worry about your job. You better worry about your employer. You might get fired. All of those things. He'll try to pressure you with anxious and worrisome thoughts that may seem to have some basis in reality. And yet God says, be anxious for no thing. In other words, do not allow your mind to fixate on thoughts of anxiety. God wants you to be able to take hold of his promise of perfect peace, but you're going to have to resist thoughts that oppose what God says. So you have to resist fearful thoughts as much as you would have to resist a lustful thought that might come into your mind. You need to renounce it and say, I renounce you in the name of Jesus. I resist you in the name of Jesus. And the Word of God tells us that Satan has to flee from you when you resist him in the name of Jesus. But you have to be submitted to God, the first part of that scripture says. And you do that by being determined to have his Word in your heart and mind at all times. Also, here is an important word from Isaiah 50. It says, "For the Lord God will help me. Therefore, I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame." If you want to take a hold of this promise of God's perfect peace, you're going to have to set your face like flint. And that's an expression that means you are determined, you are resolute, you are not turning to the right or to the left. You have decided with all of your strength and your mind and your soul and your being that you believe God. The Lord will help me, it says. Therefore, because I believe that, I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I will not be put to shame. Take that scripture, Isaiah, you find it in Isaiah chapter 50, verses 7 to 10, and memorize that, and let that be the word of the Lord in your life. The Lord God will help me. When you have that confident trust in God, and your mind is fixed upon him, and you're resisting thoughts of fear and anxiety, and you have decided beyond a shadow of a doubt that your trust is in the Lord, you can take hold of and experience the power of this promise of peace, of God keeping you in perfect peace because your mind is fixed upon God and because you trust in him. That promise is for you today. Take a hold of it. God wants you to live it. It's powerful. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, take a hold of God's promise of perfect peace for your life and have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.